The activist, who was speaking at the Ambassador Hotel in Harare as part of an event organized by the United States Embassy in Harare to commemorate Black History Month, called for a yes vote to the draft constitution. Former liberation war fighter and one of the first women to form a political party in Zimbabwe, Margaret Dongo, said Zimbabweans should unite and end what she called a four-year political stalemate that exists in the country. She says there is little accountability within the current government, as parties in the inclusive government simply blame the other party for failures.
So what we have today is a polygamous government, a government which has two husbands, which has two wives. And if one makes a mistake, says it's the junior wife. If some mistake goes wrong, says it's the senior wife. We are tired of it. Let it go. And let's have the final person to be accountable to. And we want somebody to that we can hold accountable to. Have a look up. We have, this country is broke. We have lots of looters looting into an empty coffers.
Ms. Dongo said Zimbabwe missed an opportunity to end the political crisis earlier when it voted no at the 2000 referendum, which would have limited President Mugabe's term in office.
We shot ourselves in the foot in 2000. When we refused the first constitution, which would have limited the term of, you know, His Excellency. By now, it could have been forgotten, could have had different governments. We wasted our time. We politicized people for times for things that don't bear any benefits to them. So as far as I'm concerned, the fact that there's been an attempt to involve women in the discussion, already a process has started, a process has begun. We must be happy about it.
Women of Zimbabwe Arise director Jenny Williams agreed with Dongo, saying Zimbabwe's missed opportunity in 2000 must not be repeated this time.
I became involved as a business person in the constitutional debate. I was mobilized to say, Jenny, you have to go and vote no. I never asked why I must vote no, really. And the work that we did as civic society in 1999-2000 was not to interrogate content. It was just a no or a yes, a polarizing position.
William said as a leader of a civic organization, she was going to make sure that women go to voting polls well informed about why they should vote yes or no for the constitution.
This time round, I happen to be a leader of a civic society organization. I am not going to do what was done to me. I want people to be engaged, to own the document, to interrogate its content. And if we do this work right as civic leaders, it will inform the next phase of the struggle.
The chairperson of the Women's Coalition of Zimbabwe, Netsaye Mushonga, said her organization was lobbying women to vote yes for the constitution because for the first time since independence, the draft constitution promotes the rights of women by including certain provisions for women that have not appeared in the Lancaster constitution. Last night's discussion was held in honor of Rosa Parks, a Black American woman who was a key figure in the movement to secure civil rights for African Americans. Rosa Parks refused to give up her seat on the bus to a white person, as was the law in the U.S. state of Alabama at the time. Her arrest sparked a successful bus boycott and other nonviolent actions that changed laws across the American South in the 1950s and 60s. Dongo said the story of Rosa Parks and other American civil rights leaders show that nonviolent protest can inspire the Zimbabwean struggle too.
And this is the elections where we should use the model of Rosa Parks as a workable model in our situation in Zimbabwe. A peaceful approach.
Mushonga said her organization has found non-violent means of protest very instrumental in their advocacy for women's rights.
The approach of non-violence seeks to make a friend of your enemy. It seeks to unite society and work together with everyone in that society. And it's that principle which I have employed everywhere I've worked, especially within the Women's Coalition of Zimbabwe.
Other recommendations from the discussion include the need for a more vibrant media that interrogates and investigates issues and that promotes the rights of women. Dongo lamented how the media has failed to recognize the role that many women played in the struggles for liberation and other causes in Zimbabwe. Other recommendations from the discussion include the need for a more vibrant media that interrogates and investigates issues and that promotes the rights of women. Longo lamented how the media has failed to recognize the role that many women played in the struggle for liberation and other causes in Zimbabwe.
This time round, I happen to be a leader of a civic society organization. I am not going to do what was done to me. I want people to be engaged, to own the document, to interrogate its content. And if we do this work right as civic leaders, it will inform the next phase of the struggle.
Zimbabwe's referendum is set for March 16. National elections are then expected later in the year. Reporting for Studio 7 in Harare, this is Sylvia Manika.